This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Join us right now. My guy, it's been a while. Actually, it hasn't been a while. I feel like I have Twan on every couple months, and that's a good thing. Antoine Staley is about to join us right now to talk about the J-E-T-S, beat writer, columnist for the New York Daily News. Antoine, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. How you doing?
Good. I'm hanging out, you know, getting through another five-hour show, watching the Rangers. Now they're in overtime, and I just feel like we're at this point in the new year where we got to realize it's a new year. I feel like we're at this point in 2025 where we got to get over Rob Saleh, Joe Douglas, and that era, that regime. We got to realize, like, Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams are no longer Jets. So let's start there. A couple weeks ago, we learned that they were moving on from Aaron Rodgers, and it was inevitable that they were going to move on from Davante Adams. They couldn't trade him. They just straight up had to release him. What are your thoughts about that?
I don't think anybody's surprised by that. I think, you know, the writing was on the wall basically when Aaron Glenn and Dan Mucci came in. Basically, you know, they're going to want their own players. And obviously, Aaron Rodgers comes with a lot of baggage. I mean, if it was just a straight on-field decision, then I think they would, you know, give us some thought and he might still be on the team. But the fact of the matter is when you take on Aaron Rodgers, you take on everything that comes with him, and he likes things done a certain way, although his teammates really did like him. But, you know, it's just a lot to take in, especially for an aging guy that's, you know, only going to continue probably to get worse throughout the course of his career. And then, of course, once he goes, then Davante Adams is going to go. I expect Alan Lazard to also get released too as well. So, and also just needed to free up some cap room too as well to try to, you know, retool their team. So I think everybody saw this coming, especially after the comments at the combine last week when we were there in Indy.
Yeah, you just said something about the cap number. Earlier I was talking about something that I had in my notes. I'm going to bring it up right now, and it's just kind of crazy, like, how far Aaron Rodgers in this whole experiment, like, you know, just kind of set him back. So I was reading on Instagram, NFL Preem wrote, the New York Packers experiment cost the Jets $169 million. And it's got a picture of Alan Lazard, Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers, Randall Cobb. And when you think about how the Jets kind of bent over backwards these last couple years, bringing in Nathaniel Hackett, that obviously wasn't a great decision. Having Tim Boyle on the roster and having Zach Wilson be the QB too. And then going, I was just like, it's just a trickle down butterfly effect of all of this. And now they have to, you know, dig themselves out of this. And I think that's just what we're seeing now. I'm not sure what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
But do you have the numbers on where they're at with the cap and the money and all those figures?
Yeah, they'll have about $53 million as of right now. And they'll have more, probably close to about 60 once they release Alan Lazard. They could have even more if they decide to release C.J. Mosley, although I think that could go either way because the cap savings isn't that much considering he restructured his contract last year. So you only be getting $4 million of savings. And what you also failed to mention, too, when you talked about all the stuff they gave up for Aaron Rodgers in that experiment, the draft picks. That would help you in a year like this where I think the Jets have a lot of holes. I mean, especially on the defensive side of the ball. They have 28 free agents. I think a lot of their holes are on the defensive side of the ball. They've been good there the last 3 years, basically finishing fifth, you know, in total defense all 3 years. I mean, the defense really slipped after Robert Saleh was fired, but, you know, statistically, at least from a yards perspective, they were third in the league this year. But, yeah, they're going to have a lot of hollow holes to replace, and those picks will come in handy, especially considering if you're thinking about going up to get a quarterback like a Cam Ward potentially.
That's where I was going next. They got a lot of holes, no hole bigger than who's going to be the starting quarterback. But what I've been saying tonight is with Tyrod Taylor on the roster, a veteran quarterback that's been in the building now, and then also Jordan Travis, I've been telling people don't call me and mention Jordan Travis, but he is going to be available in camp. I don't feel like it's necessary to give up what you're potentially going to have to give up to go get Cam Ward. But if they absolutely love Cam Ward, I think it is a great way to potentially start off this era of having a first-time GM, head coach, and quarterback. That's something that the Giants should have figured out in the last couple years. What are you hearing, and what are you thinking about them going to get Cam Ward? And if not Cam Ward, what's the second biggest hole? What's the second biggest need for the Jets in the first round?
Well, a lot of things. First of all, we heard a lot during Indy last week, and, you know, basically what I understand is they had inquired the Titans about what it would take to move up to number one from seven, you know, in anticipation to draft Cam Ward. Now, that does not mean the Jets are going to do it. They just want to, you know, kick in the tire to see if that's what they exactly wanted to do, if it should come to that. Right now, I don't think that's the case there. We're still about, you know, a month and a half before the draft, so anything can happen depending on what happens in free agency, starting on Monday with the legal tampering period starting up at noon. So, I mean, in terms of quarterback, yeah, if it's not Cam Ward, it's Shador possibly could slip down to seven. That would make an interesting decision for the Jets there, too. I think they would, you know, consider taking him. They also like Jackson Dart, too, as well, from Ole Miss there. Not necessarily you know, the biggest Jackson Dart fan, but at the same time, like a lot of people, he really did impress a lot of people at the Combine and also the Senior Bowl. In terms of if it's not Cam Ward, the second biggest hole, I think it's wide receiver right now. I mean, it's other than Garrett Wilson, you really don't have any established wide receivers, especially if, you know, anticipation the release of Alan Lazard. So I think that is a big hole they have to fill there, because, you know, you definitely don't want teams double and triple teaming Garrett Wilson there. And then also they don't have any tight ends really either. Tyler Conklin's going to be a free agent there. We'll see if Jeremy Rucker continues to stay on the roster. He's the only tight end really they have. So, yeah, they got some big holes there, just pass catchers in terms of just, you know, getting people the ball, no matter who the quarterback is going to be there at 25.
Yeah, the tankathon.com website, their mock draft has Teteroa McMillan from Arizona falling to the Jets at 7. I love that pick. I've been watching him now for about a year. Some of his highlights, some of his practice film, just, and, you know, some of the things that I've seen and read about him, I'm like, this guy is a ready-made NFL receiver. He's 6'4", 220. He can run. He can catch the ball. I think he's going to bully some corners. I'm like, that would be a great guy to have opposite Garrett Wilson right away. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about how thin the wide receiver room is. So if you're potentially going to go with Tyrod Taylor, why not draft him a weapon? And why not give, you know, somebody else or add somebody else to that wide receiver room? For a while, though, they had Will Johnson, the cornerback, who's coming off of a foot injury. And, you know, I thought that there might be something in the universe with, you know, Aaron Glenn being a first-round corner taken by the Jets and maybe, you know, him using his first pick on a corner with Reed about to get up out of here. But what do you think about that as far as the defense? What if they went defense and drafted a corner or used it to draft, you know, defensive tackle, edge rusher?
Yeah, they probably should consider that, actually. They could even go linebacker, actually, because, you know, Jamie Sherwood's a free agent there. I know they would like to bring him back, just from what I understand, but it's going to cost them a lot of money. You know, I think his market is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood, probably $13, $14 million, and I don't know exactly the Jets want to commit that to him, especially just with this new regime who, you know, he's going to be in a new defensive system, so they don't necessarily know him as well as, you know, Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas did. So, yeah, they have a lot of holes there, and they need safety help, too. They need two safeties. They need a cornerback. They possibly need two linebackers. They need a defensive tackle, and I think they need a defensive end, too, because I know Jermaine Johnson will return. maybe for the last year of his contract, depending on if they pick up his fifth-year option. But they definitely need to get some pass rusher help just in case, because he's coming off an Achilles injury, and, you know, he could potentially start the season out slow. So, yeah, I definitely think, you know, pass rusher, D tackle is definitely in play at seven.
Now, I don't think this is going to happen, but there's conversation, obviously, about it. Shedeur Sanders slipping out of the top couple picks and then him being there at seven. Do you think the Jets would take a swing on him?
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. I think they would be interested in him if he were to slip to seven. I mean, you heard various things there. I mean, it's been, you know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flick the reports there with some of the teams did not like, you know, Shador's character there, whatever you want to, you know, insinuated to. But so there was some rumblings about that throughout the course of Indianapolis at the combine last week there. But I also heard that, you know, he had great interviews. I heard that he, you know, impressed some of the teams there as well. So just talking to a few people there. So it's going to be teams that don't like him. They may feel like he's brash and arrogant, much like how his father was. It's going to be teams that really do like him. It's just, that's kind of the nature of the beast with the combine. But I do think the Jets, that if he were to slip down to seven, they would have to highly consider that.
Yeah, sorry if I missed that before. I'm thinking about the quarterbacks now. Bet. And, you know, Justin Fields is another name that has popped up. And, you know, they're saying that he might stick in Pittsburgh, that they might lean towards keeping him over Russell Wilson. But there's been a ton of chatter about reuniting him with Garrett Wilson. What do you think about the prospects of Justin Fields and the Jets?
That's what I would do if I could, if I was to just try to pair him up with Tyrod Taylor, let the best man win. I think Justin Fields would probably, you know, win that starting job. And, you know, yeah, Garrett Wilson played at Ohio State with him for a year. So I definitely think, you know, obviously they had chemistry with one another, and that would appease him, especially with the frustrations he had, you know, the last year or so. But yeah, adding a guy like him, I definitely think would, you know, boost up the offense there, and it's somebody that the fans can get behind. The problem is, it seems like they're going to have a lot of competition for him, because, you know, I've heard obviously Pittsburgh is talked about being interested in him. The Raiders also another team there too as well, depending on what they do at quarterback. Seattle, well, it depends on what Seattle does with Geno. If they end up releasing Geno or trading him potentially, that might be another option for Justin Fields too, going to Seattle. So yeah, I think he's going to have a lot more interest than I think some people may anticipate there when, you know, the end of the season started last year. I think the market was a little bit down on him, but now with such a being a weak quarterback class, I think he's going to have a few suitors that could potentially give him a starting nod at the quarterback position.
Last thing for you, with this new regime, you know, Jared Allen went out and made a joke about the Jets and, you know, who would want that job. And I kind of look at Muji and Glenn as like, hey, like, you know, they know this could be one and done. This could be their only job as GM, head coach in the NFL. I kind of respect them more for taking it on, and I respect the way that they've taken it on. We haven't heard too many things out of, you know, what they're doing outside of what they've said at the combine, and their demeanor at the combine was all business. I think they know they have a ton of work cut out for them, but they know that they want to win right away. And if they do the work and they do it right, it can translate into wins. So what have you seen, right? Because you've seen these different regimes. You've seen the demeanor of these guys. You've seen some guys talking more than they could deliver. What are you seeing out of their new head coach, new GM early on here? And do you believe that they're going to have success, or do you think it's going to be a bumpy road to start?
I think I've seen it just a focus, you know, between those two. And I think they're trying to change the culture of an organization. And, you know, let's face it, the Jets have been, you know, the Jets for 14, 15 years. And, you know, they need a culture change, whether it be, you know, you talk about front office and then some of the leaks that's come out of there with various news there, you know, in particular the Aaron Rodgers, you know, era there. You know, but yeah, I definitely think, you know, having a guy like Aaron Glenn, who's, you know, Bill Parcells' disciple, obviously, you know, have some Belichick in him too as well. When Belichick was the defensive coordinator, just there, he's used to doing things a certain way. And, you know, also he helped build the culture in Detroit. So I definitely think, you know, those guys are just trying to, you know, reestablish the organization, you know, kind of like what, you know, Glenn saw in Detroit with him and Dan Campbell. And it's probably going to take some time. I don't think they're going to be very good this year, to be quite honest with you. I know that's not going to make a lot of people happy. I probably think they're going to finish in fourth place, because I think the Patriots are going to be a little bit better. They do have money to spend there. Drake May is, you know, the next big quarterback there in the AFC there. We'll have to see if he continues to maturate there. Obviously, everything runs through the Bills and the AFC East. I think the Dolphins are kind of where the Jets are, and just no man's land like they were last year. I think, you know, they're potentially going to change GMs and coaches, but I think they are better than the Jets currently constructed, assuming Tua can stay healthy, which is always a big question.
Well, let's get to these pro days and then to the draft, and then we'll get closer to the season. I'm sure I'll have you back on at some point before we get there. You're the man, bro. Appreciate you.
Okay. I appreciate you too, man. And, yeah, enjoyed baseball. As far as joining explained training.
Yeah. I will try to enjoy it, but, you know, there's some holes in the Yankees lineup and defense. So I'm going to go down there with a close eye and see how we're doing. I'm sure you'll be entertained if the Yankees don't fill those holes and start off slow here.
Oh, always. All right, man. You take it easy.